excited to finally have my buddy, Rachel Porter, on iShowcase Music Podcast. And Yay. This is why. Yay! Hi, Rachel!
Hi!
This is why. It's a very simple reason, because you... Oh my gosh, our story is funny. My story with you is funny. You might not even know half of this. So when we met in Nashville. Mm-hmm. I guess it was February.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I walked into one location. I'm like, man, this girl can sing. And I had no idea who you were. And I didn't put two and two together. So then later on that night, some friends of mine take me out. And where do we head? But to Justin Timberlake's joint. And, yeah. And I'm like, you know, I've only been on the bottom level there. I had no idea it was, you know, three levels, VIP, totally pimped out. I mean, that place is just awesome.
It's awesome, yes.
So my buddy David takes me upstairs. We go to the second level, and the girl playing keyboards, you know, she was okay or whatever. We just had an appetizer and a drink and everything. And then we go upstairs, and then I see you and your band just killing it. And I'm like, every level, because the guys downstairs are pretty good. I mean, all the musicians there are good. I'm not nagging anybody.
Amazing. But
I felt like there was a caliber difference every level you went up on that place. You know, so when I got to you and we were sitting right there front and center staring you down the whole time, you were killing it. I mean, the place was rocking. The energy was high. You sounded so good. And then I said, wait a second. What's her name again? And you were seen at that. You were the one that was singing at the first place I walked into. On Broadway.
Was
the
it
the night
Old
before? It was Old Red.
Awesome.
It was Old Red. So when I walked in there, I was like, wait a second. I took a picture. I walked in, heard you, took a picture of you. And then when I saw you at the 1230 club, right?
Yep.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. So yep. When I saw you at the 1230 club, I had my buddy and his wife. I was like, dude, check this out. I said, I saw her yesterday and I was going to IG you or get in touch with you and be like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
With the singing and the music and all that craziness. And for then sure. And then you know, you had to endure those storms, and we've just been trying to schedule this.
And oh, we're here. Yes. We were supposed to have a chat like a week or so ago, and then my basement flooded from the tornado, so I needed to take care of that day. It was really bad, but
that's crazy. Did anything get ruined?
You know, the only thing that I had to throw that got, there were some things that got ruined, but a lot of them were things that I was wanting to trash anyway. You know, I was just keeping things, but the one thing that I had to throw away that I was devastated by was my steam mop. So that got, I love my steam mop. So that got ruined.
I thought you were going to say like an old violin or guitar. She said steam mop.
No, everything important was like elevated or on a table. So we were fine there. But yeah, my steam mop was on the ground, like resting against the wall, and it was completely submerged. And I was like, well, I know that's a goner and I miss her, but it's okay. It
she could gone.
Be she gone.
See, coming from Maryland, Southern Maryland and D.C., where I was born and raised, you know, down here in Florida, where I am now, there are no basements. If my house right now had a basement, oh my goodness, because up north, I had the most killer studio up there construction-wise, and it flooded out. It flooded out before. You know, I remember taking one of my keyboards and just, we had floppy drives back then, and the core keyboards just pouring water out of it.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't have the equipment back then that I have now. So now I have all the equipment. I got a nice, you know, I'm very blessed with my setup, but I started thinking to you because the first thing, you know, when I do migrate to Nashville, which we're working hard on that, it's, if I get a basement, I'm excited to get a basement back. And more than likely I will have a home studio. No matter how many big studios you work in, you always have to have that home space to get away. Right. And be able to create. But, I thought of you. So when that happened, I was like, oh no, please tell me all her gear and everything didn't get trashed.
No, everything was good. Even like my recording equipment, there was like a cord that was on the ground at one point that got wet, but I tried it and it was totally fine, thankfully. But they say that we get more rain here per year than Seattle. So it's, so basements aren't really like, my house is from the 40s. So a lot of the more modern homes do not have basements, and I think that's why, like, because we get so much rain every year. So,
I would
yeah.
never have thought that statistic to be true. Plus, the egress from the 1940s is totally different than what they demand today, right?
Yes.
But I would have never thought that. I mean, so when I was there, it snowed like crazy. And I was staying at the placemaker, Premier. And what a great place. I love that place. And but I was like on the 36th floor or whatever, and I'm just looking over, and I ended up throwing a drone off my balcony and droning Nashville
No
with all the snow right across from it's across from the Four Seasons and across from I guess the new Nissan center
way. Yeah, Nissan Stadium.
stadium. Yeah, so I went all the way up the river to the Nissan, went all the way down, went down Broadway with the snow. How many people have drone footage of snow, right? So of
Right.
Nashville.
Oh, that's
Yeah, so but I hear it doesn't snow that often. I was looking at the averages, but that rain statistic, because I mean it will go months nonstop in Seattle. I have a couple friends that live there.
We get so much. It's crazy. I think we have less rainy days, you know, 'cause like Seattle's just like most days are just cloudy and rainy. So we have less rainy days. But I believe the amount of our rainfall surpasses Seattle.
Inch-wise and foot-wise, right. You
Yes.
know, and it's wild because so like, once again, I know we're not even talking music yet. But that's
I
awesome. We'll get there. We will get there. I promise.
know. Yeah.
It's like the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
But up north, like when it said it rained in Maryland, I knew it was 2 or 3 days. Down here, summer storms are already starting to come in around 4 o'clock. We already know the lightning's coming in by 5:30.
Yep.
Gone, clear, you're outside again. Everything's cooled down a little bit, or the humidity's up. So
For
how's
sure.
it in Nashville as far as that's concerned? Is it like multiple days or is it like hit it and quit?
For us, it's multiple days.
Okay.
So, but we'll have like today, for instance, you know, we're supposed to have several days of rainfall now this week. But for today, like I woke up, went to the gym. It was beautiful, you know, sunny. When I started leaving, that's when it started getting cloudier. Now it's really dark. So it's going to rain again. So we'll have, it's kind of similar to you guys, you know, where it's like, it's going to be a great day when you wake up. And then by a certain time, there's like a freaking downpour. And then some days we have it all day. So it's just, you just never know. Sometimes it surprises us. And I make the joke, I'm like, what are we in Florida? Like, that's, because I remember going, you know, every time I'm at Disney World or something, it's there's like at least an hour where it rains, and then it's like, okay, we're good for the day, you know.
I'm literally 3 miles away from Disney.
Are you really?
I live right in between Disney, Universal, and SeaWorld. Yeah. I DJed for Disney for 22 years. And
That's amazing.
So
Wow.
now in this next chapter, you know, I'm helping artists. I'm getting music out there. The word's traveling. And that's why when I was looking at my docket and how many interviews that are lining up of people wanting to get the exposure, I was like, all right, Rach, we got to get this scheduled. We want to get this rocking and rolling. I know you're
Yes.
working on a couple of things. So take me through the day, the regimen in the day of Rachel Hoarder, like from, because you were talking about working out and the discipline that it takes to keep your
Yeah.
voice healthy. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, usually, so I play probably on average 3 to 4 times a week. So, you know, on my off days, I like to relax as much as I can, you know, rest my voice. You know, I take like a night off seriously. Sometimes I'm just like, I just need to be by myself, rest my voice, watch my shows and all that. But for a show day, normally, you know, I wake up in the morning. I love to exercise. It just gets my mind right for the whole day. Honestly, I feel like I perform better. It's just kind of like, you know, a brain thing for me. So I like to start my day with that. The rest of the day, kind of, it depends on how well I'm feeling. Sometimes I'm a little bit more lax about warming up or vocal health if I'm feeling really good. And then other days, you know, it's kind of ironic because Nashville's one of the worst places to live if you have allergies. I never even had allergies until I moved here.
You're
And I
telling me all kinds of things. I didn't realize that. Is it really bad?
Oh yeah, we live in like a dust bowl. So like all the pollen just like falls into Nashville. And it's just so funny because it's like, one of the biggest cities in the world for vocalists.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense. But you know, I'm really like, I'm very careful about, you know, taking vitamins and my allergy meds every single day. I really think that that's what keeps me. But you know, if I'm having a little bit, you know, having a little bit of a rougher day, you know, I'll hit my nebulizer. That's a huge thing that helps me. And I'll just do that on the way to my gig. I look ridiculous in my car, but I don't care. I'm like, what
Doesn't
people,
matter.
what are they thinking? But
Why is she wearing a CPAP mask in the middle of the
I know.
day?
I'm just like, is she vaping? Like, what is going on?
Oh, that would be the ultimate vape.
I
A
know.
nebulizer. I got a nebulizer.
Nebulizer.
They
But
wanted like not they wanted like $250 to go to like emergency care to do one of those. And I got on Amazon and found one for $40. And I'm
oh
like, okay, give me my butyrol or whatever. I don't use it. I don't ever have to use it that often. But
sure.
same with you. You know, it's the regimen of if you're talking all the time and seeing all the time, singing all the time, you
Yes.
have to take care of it. And
Yes.
yeah, but it shows because that's how come you sound as good as you do.
Thank you. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's a lot of trial and error. You know, I've been doing this for many years, and you know, when I was much younger, I would play downtown and, you know, just drink. And, you know, because crowds love to buy you a shot or buy you whatever. And I love that. It's very sweet. But, you know, the biggest thing for me when people ask me, they're like, how do you like keep yourself from losing your voice? The biggest thing for me is alcohol intake. Because, you know, I'm not much of a drinker anyway, but, you know, I typically don't like to drink while I'm on gigs because it's so dehydrating for you, you know. And I know me, like if I'm having a dirty martini during my set, I'm not drinking a drop of water, honey. Like I'm drinking that whole martini. I'm never touching
Get
that
it
water.
in.
You know what I mean? Because I just forget. So I try to just discipline myself in that way. It's like sleep and, you know, not drinking much are the biggest things for me personally. So
Yeah,
just kind of depends on
sleep
the
is
day.
huge. Sleep is huge.
Huge. Yeah.
The alcohol intake, I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm
It's
torn on that. I mean, I understand drying
sure.
out and all of it from it, but I'm torn on like I drink on my gig, any gigs I can, not my professional, like if
No,
it's a
that's okay.
wedding or something or you know,
I still
whatever.
do for sure. Maybe
Oh,
once
I'll get it
a
in.
week.
I'll get it in because it's like, okay, if I'm having fun or you're having fun, then everybody around you, they're watching what you're doing and they're gonna have fun.
Exactly.
And who wants to be up there all uptight and you know,
Oh, yeah.
especially when you're doing so many gigs like you're doing, because I mean, you're busy. You're one of the busiest I've seen on Broadway. And basically, you know, it becomes, it almost, I try to tell my artists, the ones I've developed in the past, that it almost becomes like Olympic training mindset.
Yes, it's
It
true,
becomes an
though.
Olympic. And then you're getting out, how late are you getting out? For even like from the 12:30 club, you're getting out late. You don't have to probably break down the band and all that, let them do that. But you're still walking out to your car. You're still getting home late. You
For
know,
sure.
and you can't, I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, you can't be on graveyard shift for the rest of your life because it plays a toll. And
Yes.
that's how it's done with me within DJ world and gig world and how, you know,
Sure.
when you get to your 50s, it starts affecting your health, but I'm still, you know, in the studio. 2 o'clock in the morning is when I go to bed. That's
Oh,
when I've been
wow.
going to bed, if not later sometimes.
Yeah.
And same with you on the club nights, I'm sure. So that day of rest is so important. And that's
Definitely.
something our viewers and listeners really, really need to take in and understand if they want longevity. Or you're
For
going to
sure.
start getting nodes. I've had artists that have gotten nodes before.
100%.
And that's
Yeah.
something you just do not want. You do not want that. I mean,
No.
it's ruined careers.
It's ruined careers. You know, vocal rest is, it's a hard thing to do too. Like, I don't want to be on, you know, a month of vocal rest. That would suck. I like to talk too much. Okay. Like, that is not something I want to do. So, yeah, definitely have to be careful and proactive with that kind of stuff.
What about vape and weed? Like versus not saying you smoke or whatever, you can confess if you want or whatever. I mean, I have nothing against any of it. I judge no one.
I
But
don't. Yeah.
vape and weed versus alcohol, I would think is worse because A, even though I smoke cigars, I love my cigars, I'm not inhaling the cigars. I'm getting more of a secondhand smoke vibe, right? but it does dry out your throat. And but the vaping and inhaling, you know, a joint or whatever, whoever. Now you're dealing with your cardiovascular. Now you're dealing with your breath when you got to hit that big Whitney note I heard you hit. You hear what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like.
100%. That's definitely worse. I personally don't smoke, just because of that. It's just, you know, and I have so many friends who vape or, you know, do like Zyns or whatever. So I'm just like, I don't want to be, I try not to do that because I don't want to be hooked on nicotine. But yeah, that's definitely, I think that's way worse. Cause I mean, like it's, you know, you're exactly right. It's your cardiovascular system that's being tapped into, and then you're going to have throat irritation. You're going to be coughing. You're going to be, you know, and it's like you're going to feel that the next morning, and you're going to be pushing through it on a gig, you know, all that stuff. So it's
But
like
you
that.
have allergies. You're already using a nebulizer, so that would
Oh yeah.
for you and but and this really is mostly for vocalists or even background vocalists. Like if you want to do this professionally, if you want to get to this next level, these are the tips we're giving you. And Rachel, you know, you're sharing, hey, this is how I make the money I make. This is how I'm successful in Nashville. This is why I keep getting booked. I'm bragging about you. And whether it's Ole Red or whether it's 12:30 or whether you know my favorite place on Broadway is Hank Williams Jr. Oh
Oh,
my, Big Ange is the
yeah.
bartender there, and I just go that you know Big Ange,
I don't.
she has it tattooed on her arm. I'm Big Ange. I'm like I love you. So
That's
she just
iconic.
gives me my Hank Williams cups that I bring home. I'll go to Nashville when I run out of these. Somebody throws a cup away. I'm
Yep.
talking about these little plastic solo cups that have
Yeah.
Hank on the side. That's
Right.
and that band, besides your band. And a few, that's the tightest band I think on Broadway. It's the same dudes every
Oh,
time I
yeah.
walk in there, and they have a special guy, violinist, or somebody come in there and do the thing. Anyway, I'm digressing. I'm
Awesome.
going squirrel on you. But
I love it.
no, I think this is really, really smart words of advice for anyone, professional, pre-professional, thinking about becoming professional. You got to get in the right headspace, or you won't have longevity. It's not like sitting in a studio writing a song and being able to take 5,000 takes on your Neumann microphone to record it. When you're live, you're live. And but I want to talk a little bit about your stage presence. Because besides your voice, that grabbed me. That you know, you have that art, and I've been taught actually by one of James Brown's ex-music directors of how to bring that crowd in the palm of your hand and bring them out and let them go when you want and then bring them right back, you know? And you have mastered that. You know, you have mastered where you're singing to everybody in that room. They think you're singing to them.
Thank you.
And instead of buying you a shot, I'd just rather throw money.
That, hey, I do it all the time. I was just, you know, anytime somebody's like, "Can I buy you guys shots?" And I'm like, "You can, but I'd rather your money instead, girl." Like,
Give me the QR code, man. It's right. The QR code's right there. Ain't nothing but a
know.
Venmo.
Exactly. Yeah. The Venmo is not going to hurt my voice as much as a shot can, you know?
I mean, you're there for the love of music, but you're also not there to, you know, you're not there for free for sure. And but your stage presence is something else that really jumped out at me. And I just wanted to, I don't know if I had told you that personally, but I wanted to say it publicly that
Thank you.
You got something going on there. How many days a week are you at the 12:30?
So I have my residencies are Saturday and Sunday nights, but sometimes I'll be there Thursday and Fridays. If they need me to pick up anything there, I'll try and do that. So yeah.
And
Well, it was
you I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I was like, I always make the joke that I live there. I'm there so much. I love it though. I'm not mad. It's the best.
That is so funny you said that. Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
NOLA, New Orleans.
Yeah.
What is that guy's name? Is it Buchanan? Is it gosh, I'll figure it
You're
out.
talking
Anyway, he
about
literally lives at the Ritz. He's been doing the gig. They literally named the bar at the Ritz after him because he lives upstairs.
No way.
He comes down, and the one cool thing, all right, I'm going to give you a word of advice. He comes down and just kills it. He's a trumpet player. And I think one of the coolest things and one of the most professional things I've ever seen was from this band and from this guy. And you might want to try it. Try and just tell me if it works out for you, if you can get your band organized to do it.
Okay.
He walks up on stage after break. They walk up on stage, grab their instruments. Blah, there's no tuning, there's no sound check there. They go boom on the one. As soon as every band member's on that stage, they're on the one and they're jamming. There's no
Wow.
hesitation. And
Right
I
away.
was like, grab them right away. Boom.
Yep.
Right then and there, everybody in the room was like, holy moly. And they
Yeah.
did that every beginning of every set. And I thought that was the coolest thing. But when you said you live there, I just started laughing. I'm like, this dude, I'll text you the name and I'll put it on the lower
Please.
third or something when I think of it. What is his name? You know what? I don't want to go through it right now while we're recording. It's killing me. It's going to kill me. But I was just there a couple months ago. Yeah, who knows? So maybe you'll get, the fourth floor or something, and they'll give
Hey.
you a little condo or save you
Exactly.
some rent. But
I'll live there. Sounds good to me.
so tell me, I was going through your Spotify. You got some bangers. I think they were from
Thank you.
2022. I'm looking at right now is when you
Yeah.
put them on Spotify. But Waste of Time, Selfish, Disco Ball, Butterflies, and Bad for You. So I was going through them, and Selfish. I mean, you got some really, really good songs, but I know you're working on some new stuff.
I
So
am.
let's talk about some of the old. Let's talk about what you got going on.
Yeah, so that record was my sophomore EP I put out in 22. And that was kind of, that project was honestly just for me. I put out my, I moved to Nashville as a country artist first before I switched over to pop.
From
You know,
where?
Indiana.
Okay, I didn't
Yeah.
know that.
And the pandemic hit, and I was really uninspired because I did a couple Zoom writes, but I just like hated them because I really missed being in a room with my friends and like seeing them face to face and writing with them, so it was just kind of, and I was at that point, it's like, my gosh, like what's the future of the world gonna be like? Am I ever gonna be able to like go to a store again, or just do anything? So the first song I wrote after the pandemic was Disco Ball. I wrote it with my friends Seth Cook and Sarah Jones. Seth actually produced the whole EP. And I remember he sent me the demo, and I was just listening to it in my room and like sobbing because I was finally so happy that I felt like I could be creative again and I could like make music that I was really happy about again, because I wasn't sure like what the state of the world was going to be like. So
I don't think any of us were,
I know. Yeah. So I
right?
just, yeah. So I just, got back after I went home, for COVID, came back to Nashville after 3 months and finally started writing again. And I was just like, I was also personally the happiest I'd ever been at that time. And I just wanted to enjoy, getting back to normal life and being with friends and, I got into a relationship, and so it inspired so much music. And then finally I was like, I'm putting all this out, and I don't care, I wasn't even being super like strategic or like strict about it. I just wanted to put a record out for me because it was like, oh, like I made this music again and I'm back and I'm happy, So I put out the Selfish EP and I love it. I love all those songs and they're amazing. But now I am working on a new EP. It's going to be a little bit longer. It's going to be 7 songs. And I would love to try to release it like maybe like earlier mid-September. But I'm just literally, I think this is the most excited I've ever been for music that I've made. A lot of it's very honest and it's pure pop. So I'm very much looking forward to that sonically. But I kind of wanted to put together like a concept album.
Whoa, let me interject. Why, if you're already at 7 songs, why not just do an album?
I always had this like dream that, because I've been independent this whole time. And I,
Amen. I've been
yeah.
independent for my entire life. I love it.
Absolutely. So my debut album, I want it to be self-titled, and I kind of want to do that when I'm associated with, It doesn't have to be a record deal, but like something else, because I just have I just have a big plan in my mind for that. And I kind of want to save it for that time.
That
And
that's a good conversation right there,
you
because
know what I mean?
I could give you pros and cons to both,
Of course.
not, and I'm not talking major labels. I'm talking about even major publishers that would jump on board. A lot of people want completely finished. You already got the poise. You already got the, crossing T's, dotting I's, right? They
Yeah.
want a lot of these companies want a finished product that they can just go market, boom, throw the money behind the marketing aspect of it, the tour aspect of it. Everybody makes money and everybody's, I don't know. I'm just giving you food for thought, because
You're right,
if you
though.
weren't at the level you're, if you weren't already at the level you've worked so hard to get to,
Yeah.
you got your live performance down, your band's tight. You could tell you guys have been playing together for a minute,
Yeah.
People, it's like a football team. You just know. I don't know. We could talk off camera about it too. And if I can help you or give you any advice, I'd love to. But
Awesome.
there,
Yeah.
maybe this is your debut album. But, I mean, I always have a problem with waiting. And you made a comment about the 2022 songs, how like I didn't care, I wanted to do it for me. Well, that's what how every song you release should be for you, should be of you and about you, right?
Yeah.
Before the major labels come in and they start molding you how they want you to be. Well, if your album's already done and you already did it independently, you already put up the money, you already recorded it, you have the assets and the resources, then they have a little less to say. You know what I'm saying? They have a little less to say. Either they're going to love it and get on board, or you go to a different company. I just don't like waiting. I don't like waiting. And
Yeah.
I'm that guy where I'm fearless, but I don't want to say I'm a procrastinator, but I think it takes a certain. You can't always be creative.
Yeah.
It's a series of things, especially, when you get a little bit older and you've been doing this and dedicating your entire life to it.
Yeah.
You have to be in the mood, and it has to have the vibe and the anyway. If you got seven songs and they're bangers and you're coming from the heart on this,
Yeah.
I don't know. Give us some
Yeah.
thought.
It's just it's really feeling. It's really feeling very me. And
I love that.
I love shorter records because for me personally, when I listen to one and I love it all the way through, I love that the artist left me with wanting more. I just love that I'm just like, when's the next thing? You know what I mean? Because right now
Stapleton did that for me. I can't get enough of Alexa, play Chris Stapleton.
right?
And just they just he did it for me. Oh my.
Alexa, stop.
That's
I knew that
awesome.
was
I
immediately.
thought mine was gonna go.
I know. I have one on my nightstand and I was waiting for it. She goes, here it is.
You were like this. You should have seen your eyes. You were like, oh no, it's getting ready.
I
That was
am an
hysterical.
Alexa household. I have three of them. So,
Oh, I love it. And
yes.
nothing against Apple, because we were just talking about how big of Apple fans we are.
Yeah.
Alexa just is, Siri is not as smart as Alexa. I will ask Siri something. We're digressing again, squirrel. But I will ask Siri something. Alexa will get it right all the time.
I
Siri
know.
never. I don't even have my Siri on my phone. It drives me crazy. I can't stand it.
Oh, that's yeah, that's smart.
But
Yeah.
anyway, sorry. I won't say the A word anymore.
No A word here.
All right, back to your heart and soul. Is
Yeah.
you say pop. I mean, are you going to be doing pop ballads? Are you going to be doing tell us a little about your direction.
Yeah, so most of them are upbeat, fun. I just wanted like a huge, not like they're not like like EDM club bangers or anything, but they are just like some of them are like, there were some of them I purposely wanted to be a little bit more dancey, there's a couple other that are more vocally driven, kind of like the ethereal sounds or whatever. And then there's only one song that's kind of like not so much as a ballad, but it's kind of like the down song of the whole record, and it's going to be actually the very last one. So, but I was really like, I was kind of a stickler this time around and was talking to one of my producers, and I was just like, he was like, I think this song needs drums. And I just look at him and he's like, what? And I'm like, are you sure? Because I really love, like, I'm also very a huge victim of demoitis. And I, listen to a demo 1,000 times. And I'm like, I liked this program drum sound and I want to keep that. Like, I don't,
That sounds like a Nashville producer pushing you for real drums.
it can be. So, but
Yeah,
this
I've heard that
producer
before.
I've been working with forever. And all of the songs that we have done, and even the ones that are finished, like have programmed drums. So that's why I was shocked that he said that, because we haven't had anyone play drums. I have, he'll bring friends in to play guitar and bass on the songs, but like, and that's fine, but like, we never had somebody play drums on any of them. So I was shocked that he said that. And he goes, and he texted me later that night, and he was like, you're right, it doesn't need drums. And I'm like, okay. So then I go over to his studio a couple of days later, and he plays it for me. And he goes, and he was like, I had our buddy Adam over, and I just kind of like put him back at the drum kit and see what he, and he played it for me. Oh my, it sounded so good. It sounded so good because my producer still, he still kept in the programmed drums that had always been there, because just the snare was like really dry, and I just really loved that sound, and I wanted to keep that. But and the drums that our buddy played, he buried them enough. You could still hear the hi-hat a little bit, like you can hear it going on.
He layered it, and that's a beautiful technique. Beautiful technique.
Yes,
Yeah.
he's fantastic. So he's still, I laugh because I was like, damn it, like you proved me right, you proved me wrong.
The thing you
But
got to be careful, do you know you every album should have synergy, you
yes.
know,
Yes.
and does this track now sound completely different from the other six?
Exactly. And it doesn't. That's what I was like, oh, it was just, it was like a
It
perfect.
blends with everything. Good.
It did. Yeah. He was right. He was right. So
But you know
sometimes.
what? You also have DJs for that. You get, you know, DJs will do those remixes, and when you get that hit song and that hit single, you know, all of a sudden the DJs want to give their interpretation. And now there's AI apps where when you can give me one of your hot hit singles, I'll throw it on there and I'll pull just your voice from it, right? And I can
Yeah.
pull just the bass line, and I can pull just the drum, and then I can turn it into something just totally that
God.
you never really thought. Dave Guetta or Dave
Yes, I
Aldi.
love.
I mean, these guys, Tiësto, they make a fortune. Kygo is one of my favorite of all time. Look what he did with
Amazing.
Whitney. I know you're a big Whitney fan. I keep bringing her up
Oh.
because you killed that. And a lot of people.
She's my girl. She's my absolute favorite of all time, and
Yeah.
I will preach that forever.
She's such a legend that left us too soon. But
I
yeah,
know.
so I mean, you're on the right track. You know what you're doing. Always follow your gut. And
Yeah.
you know, at the end of the day, people will come and seek you out like I did.
Yes, I love that.
You know, and I mean, we were friends. That was a fun night. That was an insane. I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
Nashville's just where nothing against my peeps here in Orlando. I've just been here for 26 years,
Sure.
and you know, my kids are out of the house, and it's just like, for me, I'm like, man, that place is very welcoming to me, and I can't get enough of it.
It's an amazing city, and it's beyond the talent. It's the people who are here, because I've been here a long time, and it has not changed with the people. Like everyone here is trying to do the exact same thing. But with Nashville, what sets it apart is that everyone is so supportive of each other. There's not like, you go to some other cities, which cities of which I will not name, but a lot of the
Name
same
them.
thing the same thing I hear over and over is, nobody's nice to you there unless they want something from you. And
Well,
that just, breaks my heart because Nashville's so not like that. Everyone just wants everyone to succeed. And it's like, it's such a beautiful thing. And I'm just like, I don't think I could last a day in, another city where it's like, oh, people just want something from you and that's it,
it's such a good old boy system.
Yeah.
And Orlando is as well.
Yep.
But the thing about Nashville and Orlando, and tell me if I'm wrong, you know who the bad apples are. You
One,
already
oh.
know who you don't want to work with. You already know who's going to be a snake and who. And so, and I
Yes.
think the Christian-based based faith of Nashville. I went where I was staying. I walked up to First Baptist Church across from Bridgestone, and I was like, I'm gonna go to church. I went into church, never thinking I was gonna get a 75 piece orchestra of some of the most killer musicians the world has to offer. And I was just sitting there like, I can't wait to bring Tammy. I can't wait to bring them up there to, it was surreal. But I think that the what you're saying is spot on from my experience on the outside looking in. I'm honored to be able to do business in Nashville. I have a great support system. You have a great support system.
I
And
do.
I think if I have a way to really help independent artists and even signed artists, I've gotten a couple signed artists that you know are asking me to be interviewed and want to be on this. And if I can just get the word out there on a worldwide scale and just help people, that to me is God's work, right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And yeah, so Nashville, you know, when I used to have to go to LA, I would always be real careful with even sitting at a bar. I would always be real careful with whatever I told people because I'm a salesman. You know, I'm a promoting. I'll promote, promote, promote. And I was always real careful because they'll steal your ideas. And I swear to you, there are some things I've seen on TV, and I'm like, I swear I came up with that before somebody else, right? But whatever. How do you ever prove it? You know, how do you ever, is it even worth the argument? Pick your battles type thing. But I've been trying to get in. So next time I come up there, hopefully it's going to be really soon. I'm really trying to get into some songwriting sessions. And I don't want to stream live. I mean, I have this whole concept, songwriter.biz, and I could actually do it on Zoom. And it would be kind of cool to put some songwriters together on Zoom, digitally, but you miss that in-person vibe, you know? So I want to talk to you more about that. I got a couple other people I've been talking to, and we'll see, you know, write a couple songs, get some publishing going.
Yeah, that's awesome. That sounds great.
So promise me you'll come back when the EP's ready to launch so I can help you pre-launch it
I promise.
and holler at your boy when it comes to like your first music video or something, because that's what I do.
Of course. I absolutely will. I'm so excited. I'll have to send it to you when it's done too.
Do you know which single you're going to drop first?
No, there's two that I want to put out as a single, but I don't know which one I want first. I have a gut feeling about one of them, so I'll probably end up going with that one first, but we'll see.
I mean, think about it. You could do a single summer release,
Yeah.
preset your premiere date for mid-September, whenever you really truly feel this thing will be mastered or whatever, but dangle the carrot a little bit. Give people a little something to look forward to and be like, you know, because sometimes if you take an EP or an album and you throw the whole thing out there, a lot of times friends and family will always sit there and listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
But if you throw a single out there and you build that anticipation, then it's going to be like, oh, I need to hear more, Rachel. I need to hear more of
Yeah.
this.
What's the rest going to sound like? Yeah.
It's all marketing 101 and psychological music warfare.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. 100%.
You know?
It really is. Yes.
Well, look, I mean, my God, you're playing at Justin's place. That's my buddy. I'm going to put up a picture. I don't know if I showed you this picture. He and I went out with him. Not with him. He showed up at a party for my buddy Joey and everything. And I got to tell you, that night was like a live Saturday Night Live skit. One of the
Man.
funniest people on the planet. That dude is
Really?
naturally just. I'm sure you've met him working there as much as you do. But
I haven't.
you haven't
Never
met him
have.
yet?
Never have. No.
All right, I'll text you the picture afterwards, and you'll
Please
just
do.
he's hysterical. Great dude. And I'm friends with all my buddy Chris is there. Chris Kirkpatrick lives right around the corner.
Oh, yeah,
Probably,
that's right.
yeah, he lives in Brentwood. I used to do all of his Chris Kirkpatrick Foundation charity events. And Joey, I'm really close to Joey Fatone,
Awesome.
who's on Broadway right now. So I know all those guys. So when we
That's
went to
really fun.
12:30,
What show is
Dave,
he in?
I'm sorry.
What show is Joey in?
He's in Juliet right now.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, he's in Juliet right now.
Cool.
And That guy's always busy. He's man, his manager is a good friend of mine as well, and they keep him. He's rolling. He's just he's
That's
got his hands in
amazing.
everything. You know, the fact that these guys have been able to stay so relevant for so long, and
That's
you
awesome.
know, a lot of that's thanks to Justin, because I mean, obviously Justin, you know, superstar status, and everybody else, you know, has done well. And fed off of that. But that club is really nice. That's one of the first places I want to come back to see you, and I'll find out what night you're playing, and or Old
Or
Red, grab a beer there too. I have a feeling you're
absolutely.
gonna be drinking next time I see you while
I
you're
can
on
do that.
stage.
I can totally do that.
I think I'm gonna break your because you know how we go. You saw that. Yeah, that night was fun. That was good.
I'm so glad you had fun. It's so like just even I love coming there as a guest. It's so easy to just have a blast, you know? It's a
But
great
what a
spot.
surprise. Nobody knows about the upstairs. You got to have a club membership, and my buddy had all that. And I was just like, I was so surprised. And
Yeah,
then
for the members lounge you do, yes. And then you can go up to the supper club areas, which where I play, that's open to the public.
I didn't know that. I thought it was
Yes.
like members club, and then yeah, okay.
No,
It
that's
was
all open
member.
to everybody. Yeah, members club
Oh.
is when you have to have like the membership badge. Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know too. Well,
Yeah.
I'll let you know so you can put me on your guest list next time I
Oh,
come up. I'm
anytime.
joking.
I'll get you a table. I do it all the time for friends, so you just let me know.
We had a blast. And you guys got to check out Rachel Horder at the 12th. They're anywhere in Nashville. Just look for where she's at. And in closing, go ahead and tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, website, IG, all that stuff.
Yeah. Everything on social media is just at first and last name, Rachel Horder, Horter. And then my website is rachelhorder.com. So keep an eye out for announcements for the new music. Just focusing on getting all the vocals done, and everything's going to be sent off soon. So
I'm
it's
so
getting
excited
there.
for you. I'm
Thank
so
you.
excited for, and Rachel is RACHELHORTER.
That's right.
And check her out. And I can't, you know, anything I can do, you let me know. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.